There is a program on cable that sets out to scare the living daylights out of unsuspecting people, just like Candid Camera, but with a mean-spirited, frightening twist. On one episode, a young woman who looked to be no more than 20 took a job as a receptionist at a horror magazine company. She was warned that someone who'd been fired from the magazine had threatened the editor. To make a scary story short, a man entered the magazine office wearing a gas mask. He yelled some scary words and sprayed something from an aerosol container. The young woman screamed, ran, and cowered in a back part of the office as the masked man approached her. She was still cowering when he told her it was all one big prank, played on her by a friend. Hilarious, no? It was late when I watched the program. I was tired. I thought I might be dreaming, so I went on an internet quest the next morning. I'll let the website describe the show. We twist the realities of unwitting people who've been set up by their friends or family for the scare of a lifetime. The scares leave the victims creeped out, gasping and screaming, the website reports. One video excerpt from the program shows a knife-wielding man coming after an unsuspecting camera operator who thought he'd just witnessed a double slaying via closed-circuit television. It's not known what sort of waiver the unwitting persons or their friends and family may have signed before receiving the scare of a lifetime, but any lawyer would surely advise the producers of the program to think hard about the potential for liability, and in particular, about the tort of intentional infliction of emotional distress. While the exact requirements for liability vary from state to state, intentional infliction of emotional distress, known as IIED to lawyers, is typically defined as extreme and outrageous conduct intentionally done to the plaintiff by the defendant. The conduct must be so extreme that it would be regarded as utterly intolerable in a civilized community and must generally result in severe distress to the victim. Ordinary pranks and fool-ya games generally fall below the radar screen of this tort. Courts regularly dismiss claims on the grounds that the offending hijinks simply fall into the category of everyday rudeness, which we're all expected to endure, or that the mental distress wasn't bad enough to warrant court action. But particularly nasty tricks by particularly inventive pranksters can indeed cross the legal line and give rise to tort liability. Two examples from an important legal compendium: a dissolving bathing suit given to an unsuspecting woman, and misinformation given to a wife about her husband's health. Given that the very objective of the program I watched is to leave its subjects gasping and screaming, it's surely not surprising that further research reveals that someone has already filed a lawsuit against the show. Partygoers in a limo are attacked by an enraged alien creature, is the way the episode at issue is cheerfully described on the website. The plaintiff, in her complaint, supplements that description with words like terrorize, hospitalized, seriously frightened, and fear for her personal safety. The program, by the plaintiff's account, achieved its objective in droves. The plaintiff's attorney told me that settlement negotiations are continuing, but as I write this, the case is headed for trial. And if the plaintiff has her way, the show's producers may soon come face to face with tort law's own ultimate scare tactic, punitive damages. I'm Amy Guida.